It's raining the day Rob Montgomery finishes his last final exam. He's 22, headed into his fifth year for mechanical engineering.
I only recently acquired the license, though, and I only also recently got my first pistol.
He says he's looking forward to carrying concealed more regularly. We're outside the Clough undergraduate building, where Montgomery studies late sometimes. I ask if he'll carry here when he's allowed to.
Depends on whether I was walking back and forth to home or not.
He points to muggings around school he hears about. And then there's Black Lives Matter protests.
I will admit that on some occasions, the riots last summer, I actually did feel rather unsafe walking home.
We stop outside a building with both classes and professors' offices. The governor has said he feels the bill's language exempts those offices.
So if I had a class in here, then I could take it in here. However, if I wanted to go in and speak to my professor concerning office hours, probably the most prudent thing to do would be to leave my backpack at the door within sight.
That or plan around the meeting beforehand, he says. The Georgia Board of Regents and Atlanta police leaders had openly opposed the law. Many professors and students have loudly protested against it for years. Some on the grounds that potential guns in classrooms make them a less free space to debate sensitive topics. Montgomery disagrees.
If they don't know that you have it, then there's no intimidation caused towards the professor. There's no intimidation towards your fellow classmates.
He does think that the potential of more armed students will deter would-be attackers. The governor was swayed by that argument as well. In his signing statement, Deal said, unfortunately, in parts of the state, the path to higher education travels through dangerous territory. Lisa Hagen, WABE News.